What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Are you sure we can tell this?
Massive fan of Off the Ball.
Ireland is in dreamland.
The All-Ireland Finals are almost upon us.
There's always good guests on.
Fastest ever seen you run in your life.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe at offtheball.com/join.
Highly recommend it.
Are you sure we can tell this?
Massive fan of Off the Ball.
Ireland is in dreamland.
The All-Ireland Finals are almost upon us.
There's always good guests on.
Fastest ever seen you run in your life.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe at offtheball.com/join.
Highly recommend it.
Okay. All right, I'm delighted to be joined by Mrs. Lohan.
Breed.
Can I call you Breed? Is that okay?
Call me Breed, yeah.
We're in Wolf Tongues, Shannon, the GAA club, and we're getting ready to welcome home the 2024 All-Ireland winners. Your son Brian, your grandson Dara, and all of the Clare players. You must be so proud.
Yes, I am. I am. I'm very proud now, really.
Yeah.
Great day for them.
What has the last 24 hours been like for you? I believe you were in Croke Park?
I was.
Where were you sitting?
We were sitting in the Ard corner, and we had very good seats, and we were among all Cork people, I must say, but they were really, really very nice. They were really gracious in the feast, you know, that kind of a, they were lovely. But but of course, we were delighted that we had the better, you know.
It was a remarkable game, wasn't it?
Oh, good, very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
How were you feeling watching it? Because, you know, you've got family involved there, and you've probably done this so many times over the years. What was it like yesterday?
Very nervous. The whole atmosphere from the word go, it was nervous, you know, because Cork are a good team, and you could see it all through the match, like just for, you know, point for point. You know, I know that Cork went ahead a bit. But it took us a little while to come back, but we did come back, and when we did come back, we went ahead, and that was tit for tat, like, after that, and very good, really.
Yeah,
know.
It was just, as you said, it was to and fro all game long.
It was.
No matter how many times Clare went 3 points up in the second half, Cork had pegged them back.
That's right.
And I suppose extra time, it was just remarkable, the bodies that were falling and players coming on and off. Darragh Lohan comes in. I thought it was quite significant when he jogged into the full back line that he had the red helmet on. We've seen that before, Breed, and you've seen it before, haven't you?
Yes, I have, in 95, when my son Brian, he was a full back, and he played with the red helmet, and that helmet was given to him by Dara's mom for Christmas one time, and it was in bits now, it was nailed everywhere, but it was always just taken off and taken on, you know, put on, and it's amazing the way Dara then came in at full back and had his helmet, and his helmet was red, and he hadn't been playing there all year, you know. So,
and he did a phenomenal job when he came in as well.
He did. Yeah, we're proud of him, very proud of him.
And where's that red helmet now? Do you still have it? Brian's one from back in the day.
Brian has it.
Yeah, it's iconic, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
What are you like watching a game? Were you roaring up the banner? Were you getting involved, or do you try and?
Well, I wouldn't be roaring, you know. I wouldn't be, but I'd be nervous, and I'd be, But I'd be very nervous now, really. But I'd be quiet enough, you know.
I suppose I wonder, like, the way Brian is, and Brian is so straight and direct, and he's so good at keeping his composure. I've spoken to him plenty of times this year, and you just know what you're going to get with him. Has he always been like that?
Yes.
Where did he get that from?
My husband, Gus. Gus is a very quiet man. Gus played, he played for Galway, and he played for Clare, and he captained Clare 5 or 6 times. And he was always very quiet and no bragging at all about him. And he still is, you know, and but never won. He won a league with Clare, but he never won an All-Ireland. But he won an All-Ireland with the Garda, but never with the county, as long as he played for the county. But it was very emotional then when, in 95, when his two sons played and won All-Ireland.
Frank and Brian, yeah.
Yeah, Frank and Brian, yeah.
When Tony Kelly had Liam McCarthy in his hands and he gave a brilliant speech, he showed us how much the players appreciate Brian and what they think of him. They said hurling is like a religion in Clare and Brian Lohan is our God.
That's right.
Like, what a lovely thing to say, but it just shows you what they think of him.
Mm. Oh, they have great respect for him and he for them. You know, he always had, you know, great respect for his players. You know, would never. And even when, going back to years now, when Brian and Frank were playing, and that they wouldn't do well, you know. Of course, I would never give out to them, you know. He, down the line, he'd discuss it, but all the hype was over. But never give out to them, you know. And I'd say Brian now is something similar.
I'd say it shines through because there's been games this year where Clare probably haven't played as well as they could.
It's true.
But they got through it.
Yeah.
And then when it came to it on the last day, they got over the line.
They did.
I think the lads are coming close. They're on the way down the road.
Yeah.
What's that feeling like finally, Breed, when they come in the gates here? Is there something extra special about that?
Oh, there is. Oh, there is, yeah. I mean, yesterday now, it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable now. First of all, we couldn't believe it because there was Cork people near us, and one especially. And he said, they were going to take the free. Cork were going to take the free. And he said to me, he said, get ready, he said, for the replay, he said, on the 3rd of August. And I couldn't believe it when it was over, the whistle was blown.
Magic.
Oh, magic now, really.
Yeah.
You know. Well, such a relief. Such a relief now to just. Unbelievable.
Well, enjoy this evening.
Thank you very much.
It's going to be lovely. Thanks so much for chatting to us, and you must be so proud.
I am. Proud of the whole team, Brian and all the mentors and the whole team.
Thank you, Bree.
They're a good bunch of fellas, really. You know.
Thanks so much.
That's tough.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Adam Hogan, we're in Shannon. What's the feeling been like today after winning your All-Ireland medal?
It's fairly special, but when we crossed the Limerick Clare border, everyone started beeping the horns. It's special, and we got here. Geez, I wasn't expecting that. Now the crowds, but I can't expect what it's be like later on. It's going to be special. Can't wait.
So the plan is you're in Walton's here. You're stopping for a pint. Everyone's going in. You're going in for a little bit into the bar on your own to grab a few minutes. You've been on the bus. The crowds outside were unreal. So the Walton's boys are welcomed home, and then we're all off tennis.
Yeah, special, I suppose. It's nice to have our downtime in the bus as well with the team, just the team, because it's going to be carnage the next few days. Just talking to lads about the last few days and the match, and I suppose it's special to get the supporters to see the young people out there. I remember 2013, I went to Crack Club when I was 10 years old. I remember looking up the likes of Dave Mack and Sods and Tony, and special, I had an extra day, and I know how to feel like, I suppose.
Dave Reedy over your shoulder there, I'll grab him and Ennis when he gets his own coming. But did you watch up for the match Saturday night? Because Fecal was featured.
I only got pictures of it. I got the picture of me and Davey Mack when I was funny picture. It was at one of my best friend's granddad's 90th, and Dave Mack brought the trophy in 2013, and there's a funny picture. I was 10 years old and Dave Max was after it. It's funny. It's but we said we have to recreate that picture now.
Absolutely, yeah. You do. Cyril Farrell was talking during the week, and he was speaking about your grandfather who'd been very close to Fenton Murphy.
Yeah.
Things like that, like that. Did that shape you much as a young fella growing up? That you obviously wanted to be a hurler from when you were a kid.
Yeah, especially at the age of five, I suppose I wanted to. But like, I suppose my parents being the tradition of like in sport, my mum went to all the games with her father up the top bus. She always talks about it. And my dad played at a high level. He won a Fitzgibbon with UL and won a county championship with Fico. I suppose it's hurling J's or life and sports. And thank God to my parents, they gave me every opportunity playing handball, rugby when I was younger, but I couldn't thank them enough. I wouldn't be here without them.
We've caught up a couple of times this year. We caught up after Fitzgibbon Cup win again today. You were Young Hurler of the Year last year. Was the pressure coming in this year on your shoulders?
No, to be fair, I didn't really think so. I just took it every step it took. I suppose keeping busy and like having the Fitzgibbon was special, and no really pressure. I suppose like it's fair to Brian. Put no pressure on you, gives you the opportunity, and if you take the opportunity, you get it. And I suppose I got my opportunity this year, and I took it, thank God, and I started. And that's special, and I couldn't thank Brian enough.
I had a great view with Tommy Walsh from the seventh floor throughout the game. It's unbelievable, but sitting beside Tommy Walsh, somebody who's done it and won so much, he does this amazing monologue before the game as the players are walking behind our team band. He describes you as the snarliest cornerback he's ever come across. You play with an edge, Adam. Like, that doesn't come from nowhere. It's important to have that when you're competing in a cauldron like yesterday.
Yeah, I remember I was younger and one of my coaches told me, you always do say, nice lads win nothing. And I always took that with me, I suppose, that you have to have that edge when you're playing, especially in the backs, especially cornerback. It's just so, like, the forwards are so good. You have to have that edge. Like, any forward, if you see Alan Connolly, he's such a good forward. If you give him any step, like yesterday, like, he's such a good player, like, again, man, he said he scored a goal, he saw it like in the last few rounds. So I knew my second half at the edge and being on my top of form to keep him quiet.
Yeah, you did unbelievably. The defences did unreal on both sides. Like, all the talk was about the forwards and all the talent on show, but it was just incredible stuff. I'm sure you'll get a chance to watch the game back, and we might catch up down the line.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch.
Enjoy
it
this evening, Adam. Well done.
Thanks, Harry.
Delighted to be joined by David Reedy. You've got the Clare bus behind you. We're in Wolf Tones. We're on the way to your home club in Ennis. What's that going to be like for you this time?
Yeah, I think it's going to be magical, I think, is the only way to describe it. The last time it was 2013, and it was Shane O'Donnell and Davey O'Halloran were lifting the cup coming into the Fair Green. And again, just the emotions that kind of ran through me as a supporter that time were just disbelief more than anything. So I'm really looking forward to...
Where were you watching the boys? Were you there in the middle of the Fair Green?
No, well, we actually won the 21s at the time, so we kind of joined them on the stage. We kind of gear-crashed the homecoming as well. But again, there was a separate kind of emotions running through watching the lads present the cup to the town of Ennis and people far beyond Ennis as well. So again, I can't imagine what the feeling is going to be like. I might be able to tell you after it, but really looking forward to it.
It's going to be unreal. Listen, I was covering the game with Tommy Walsh, and beforehand we went through both teams, and I asked him, pick out a match winner for me. Find me somebody who you think could have a day today. And he goes through the team, and he's him and Haw, and he's picking one or two fellas. And then he goes, do you know who I think could have a day today? Number 15, David Reedy. And any time you got a flick on a ball or a touch on a ball, you set up a score, you hit a score, he nudged me and he goes, I told you. How did you find it yesterday?
He must have been throwing darts at the page there and it landed on my name. But no, again, probably started off slow myself personally. But then as a team, playing the game, I actually felt that we were actually doing okay. And looked up at the scoreboard and Downey had got the goal and we were 8 points down. In fairness, we've been setback year after year, and I don't know, is it the way the hurling has changed or is it just in this team the resilience that we have? Again, an 8 point lead, we had a squash before half time and we were actually a pint up just before half time. I think they got the equaliser to bring it back in level at half time. So again, it was something different, but as I said, personally it probably started off slow, kind of grew into the game, then got a couple of scores, and I think there was a ball ran down through the middle as well, and
yeah,
created space.
Can I ask you about this one, right? Because we had a great view of Quilligan's puck out 40 minutes in. I don't know who was tracking you, but whoever the Cork defender was, he was twice the size of you, and you got up and you broke it down to Mark Rogers and he took off. That moment itself, what was it, core strength? How do you get up to knock that down over him?
I'm probably used to most lads being twice the size of me, so again, in training, I suppose it's timing more than anything. Timing of the jump, timing of the ball, being used to playing with Aver as well. I know his trajectory of his puck outs as well. So
did you knock it to Mark?
I knocked. Yeah, I seen Mark's run alongside me. So again, I didn't feel like I was going to win the ball primary possession, but I seen his run, and again, Mark is unbelievable on the break. So
unreal.
Again, he just came into a perfect. And again, it's about timing on the break as well. So I suppose two of us working in tandem, and again, we've probably been working together all year, but either inside or outside the field. So again, yeah, it worked, and again, the finish from Mark, again, like I didn't realise how probably good it was until I watched it back and seen it again.
It was amazing. We had Downey's goal, unbelievable. Rogers' goal, unbelievable, and only for Tony Kelly, we'd be talking about those two goals. Come here,
and don't forget Eno's as well.
And like, Eno's too. That was so important.
The work that Shane did, like again,
and Peter.
Yeah, like it was just tackle after tackle, and he got through. And again, it's what Shane's done all year. And again, someone that I'm probably so happy to growing up with in Airog. Like again, I find inspiration from him as well, even though he's probably a small bit younger than me as well.
Come here, I'm going to let you go because you're hopping on the bus. I want to talk to this man here beside me, Connor. Jump in there,
right, Connor,
and pass over that mic to Connor Lane to an unbelievable performance.
Grant, thanks, Simon.
David, thanks. Tell them we'll only be 90 seconds and they can get to Clare Castle then. Connor Lane, where did you come out of by?
Middle Kirfin, as they know.
What a performance you had yesterday. You were tasked with American Patrick Horgan. You probably knew in advance that was going to happen, didn't you?
Yeah, I only found out about Friday, but I kind of had a feeling. I feel like he was the best suited to my play style. Kind of that man, Mark Roller, kind of been doing all year. I think that he's kind of the best suited out of the three backs to full back line, I think.
How have you found this season? Because you've been thrown into the deep end and you've come through it with flying colours, and I think that All-Ireland final performance, the composure and the strength and the skill that you played with was unbelievable.
I think the lads brought me in well. It's third year, kind of. I didn't play the Limerick game now, but coming on against Waterford and Cork kind of, I think, was a nice kind of way to ease it in, and then got my first start against Tip, and it kind of all went well from that moment on. Then kind of, I've always been calm, collected on the ball, kind of just carried the way I play, and it carries over. Yesterday, now I did fumble the ball a few times, but the rest of the game is kind of...
That doesn't stick out, Connor. No. I don't remember you fumbling that.
I remember every one of them, which is the worst part, but if we lost now, it would be a killer for myself, but yeah, we won, so I don't have to worry about them too much.
Last one before I let you get on the bus. You've had this unbelievable run with the lads. What's it feel like to become an All-Ireland winner at the end?
Oh, it's a dream come true, really. I didn't expect this third year to be playing like on 26, really. I was kind of hoping to get some league time. Now I think the lads are heading there now.
We better let you hop on the bus, Conor Lean. We'll see you again. Well done, fella. We'll catch up properly.
Cheers.
Well done on the season. Dave Fitzgerald, an All-Ireland winner. How are you, boy?
Good. Very good now. Still recovering from last night, but it was worth it.
What was yesterday like, David? Because it was an unbelievable game to play in. You got on a world of ball.
Yeah, I didn't do a lot with it, but it was unbelievable just to get over the finish line. Going 3-up with time nearly up, and then Cork Freel was back in, and then obviously going 3-up again in extra time. It was nerve-wracking stuff.
You say you didn't do a lot with it, right? Are you referring to the stat where you had maybe 10 shots and you scored 3 points?
Yeah.
But like, I said to Tommy Walsh after the game, we were talking about it. He said, if Dave Fitzgerald isn't winning ball there, if he isn't an option, Cork had the ball.
Yeah, that's true. That is
true. You know,
yeah.
And like, some of the points, those were two Hawkeye ones.
Yeah,
like,
very
close. How did you feel playing there? Because like, you get your 3 points, you're so unlucky with the goal, a couple of going wide. Is that in your head? Yeah.
I know, not at all. As a half forward, you're obviously always trying to keep getting in possession and around the middle third. I thought we used the ball really well between half backs, midfield, half forward line. So yeah, it was good.
You had an unbelievable fetch in the build up to one of the most iconic goals we've ever seen.
It was all about the assist, was it?
Can you just talk to me about the assist and what you saw after you slipped it to Tony
Kelly? I just saw Tony obviously running off my shoulder, popped it to him, and in fairness, what he did with the ball was... Very few players would be able to do that from where he got the ball to. Great goal.
In the moment, like, do you have that similar kind of reaction that the rest of the country or the world watching the BBC has? What has he just done, or are you just used to that?
He does it so frequently between training and matches and stuff. It's kind of nearly a regular occurrence at this stage. Yeah,
you're a long time battling for Clare. You know, there's probably times over the years where you've fallen short in Munster finals where you've played really, really well, but it just hasn't clicked. What was it like for you this year when you knew that you had performances in you? You were maybe getting 40, 50 minutes, but it wasn't the full 70. How did you keep the heads?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head with probably consistency wise. True, 70 wasn't great. Even yesterday, the first 20 was poor, and then obviously the last set 50 and extra time was great. So yeah.
I think they're banging the on the bus. Yeah, let you go to Clarecastle. Yeah. Dave Fitzgerald.
I'll see you later.
Best of luck. Well, David McInerney, the Tulla Pipe Band walked you in Dennis today. What was that like, the homecoming?
Unreal, unreal. 11 years ago, I was too young to appreciate it, but really taking it all in this time, and it's extra special when the Tulla Pipe Band is doing all this.
You got a photo with young Hogan 11 years ago, now he's beside you on the field. It's amazing how things like that happen.
Yeah, and to be fair to Adam, he has some trophy cabinet now. He's, after cleaning up this year, club, colleges and county, so he's the future, and he's a serious yoke, and we must try and recreate that photo at some stage in the next week.
Last September, we caught up. It wasn't released. It was at the Plowing Championships. And we were talking about missed opportunities and kind of how you hadn't got back to where you were in 13. And I could tell that there was a hunger there and you were going back again. Did you believe you'd be back here tonight, 10 months ago?
I genuinely think for the last 2 or 3 years, we had the capability of beating anyone. Just have to get that mental and that mental resolve a bit better, and thankfully we got over the line this time. Super.
I was talking to Adam Hogan earlier on about playing on the edge, Conor Cleary as well. You're all booked, the lot of you, but you needed to play on the edge, like that was required. Somebody messaged me early on and they said you mightn't have spotted it, but David McInerney walked around to every single Cork player and shook their hands. It was obvious after the game, respect you have for that team too.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the thing I like about the GAA, is whatever goes on between the lines, you go to battle, and you have to be manly, you have to be tough and physical, and you pick up cards. But at the end of the day, it's important to show respect. And Cork are a fabulous team, and they have a great manager in Pat Ryan.
There's a beautiful thing, Christy, and you're talking about that, and Taylor Swift is in the background. I let you go. Enjoy tonight.
Are you sure we can tell this?
Massive fan of Off the Ball.
Ireland is in dreamland.
The All Ireland finals are almost upon us.
There's always good guests on.
Fastest ever seen you run your life, just...
Join in the obsession. Subscribe at offtheball.com/join.
Highly recommend it.